it is a very good call from such a high government personality, but it doesn't tally well with the ongoings in the country, because recently two journalists were in cells held incommunicado for over a week because of writing about the corruption tendencies that are allegedly involving the Deputy Speaker of Parliament. They were tortured and charged with very frivolous charges. Recently, we had one of our own, Seraja Solomon, who was working with the prominent TV station in India, whose wife was arrested because the husband was investigating the underhand ways of siphoning government drugs from health facilities to private ventures. And other reporters were held equally liable for investigating a story. So you do not really see that this call is genuine.
Is there a way you can engage Ms. Kamya, since she is the Inspector General of Government? Perhaps there could be some protection, or she could find a way where some of these journalists will not be victimized?
This would happen if we had a witness protection law. That would help a little bit. But here, all we see is security trying to force the investigative journalists that have exposed the seemingly corrupt government officials review their sources. And that is extremely counterproductive to such a call by the IGG.
Well, Robert, some journalists that I spoke with say that although the call is welcome, it's impractical because there have been instances where state actors have attempted to spy recently on investigative journalists and some politicians in the country. So it's very difficult for people to show face and help in the fight against corruption, knowing that there could be a backlash. What is your take?
That's exactly very true. Where you know that Big Brother is watching, not for good intentions, but for purposes of trying to dig out criminal tendencies within your work, no journalists want to take their jobs or even their lives to be answering charges in courts of law because they have done, they have jumped onto a wagon which they do not know where it is going, because the very Inspector General of Government really knows that many journalists that have been even brought, taken to court, have only been doing their work, but government has not come out to defend them. Government has not come out to issue any statement to the effect that those such journalists should be left to do their work. Instead, they have gone on to victimize the entire media industry as being anti-government, being opposition, because of doing such work. Recently, the media also talked about one of the presidential personalities in the aid COVID, Dr. Mosenelo, and he came out and said, no, you should not accuse her of any corruption because she's a scientist, she's doing a lot of good work. So such statements are extremely counterproductive to a call by the IGG to involve the media, let alone individual journalists. I know that if any journalist goes that way, they will really have to suffer the consequences at some point. So journalists should really go slow on this and make sure that the environment is conducive for them. If not, then they'd rather concentrate and do other things. If anything, they should do investigative work, but not because there was a call by the IGG to expose the corrupt.
So what is the way forward in this call for journalists to help in the fight against corruption in Uganda? Because obviously, it looks like the Inspector General of Government needs help.
Yeah, certainly. The Inspector General of Government needs to hold some sensational meetings to engage the security, to impress it upon them that journalists are a very good vehicle for exposing the corrupt and gross abuse of office and power. And as such, the journalists will be encouraged basing on those levels of interaction. She should also bring together journalists and the security forces to appreciate and cultivate a conducive working environment that can lead into working together to expose the corrupt. Short of that, then it's not the best timing for the IGG to think that the journalists are going to do this work as though all is well and normal.